Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the next few minutes, we're pleased to welcome John McClain, who's covered the NFL and the Houston Texans for years and years, even before they were the Houston Texans. John, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Early on, the Colts were really effective in their run game. They were dominating with the O-line in the trenches. They were winning that time of possession battle, and they had the lead. And then we get to the fourth quarter. What changed late in the game?
Amy, it was very strange. They came out in the third quarter. Texans didn't get fourth down, and so the Colts ran on 10 of 11 plays. I think I tweeted they took their manhood, and it was time for them to call their mommies. And at that point, I looked like they had just steamrolled them, and they were not going to let them make them throw the ball. They were just going to just abuse them, overpower them. That's what Baltimore had done last week. And so they were able to do it, and they ran 39 times for 175 yards. It's almost like they didn't want Jacoby Brissett to throw the ball because he was terrible throwing the ball. And last time they played, he threw for 326 yards and four touchdowns. So I think about midway through the third quarter, after that drive, in which they just obliterated the Texans front seven. I don't know what they did, but they were different defense. They played much better. And then, of course, they stopped Jacoby Brissett on the fourth down run after 6 yards, 1 yard short of a first down to secure the victory.
Yeah, how big was that moment? With 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it looked like forever until he finally took off, started to scamper toward that first down line, and then, as you say, they pull him down a yard short.
That was a big play by outside linebacker Brennan Scarlett, who had been duped on Brissett's 5-yard touchdown run. He bought the play fake, and Brissett scored around him, and Scarlett was able to pull him down. You know, Brissett, to say he scrampered is putting it very favorably because he's not the most mobile quarterback. He's a smart runner, and I think just about any other quarterback with a little more speed would have made it, but Scarlett was able to get him down with one hand, save the game, and then Will Fuller made a big catch on third down, allowed the Texans to run out the clock, and that was a big victory for the Texans, Amy.
Yeah, certainly one of the major advantages in this game for Houston, kind of tip the scales, is DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, the production with them and Deshaun Watson. How much of a difference does it make when Fuller is back on the field?
As Bill O'Brien pointed out afterward, it opens up a lot of things on their offense, and Hopkins is one of the players it benefits. You know, they had five plays of at least 30 yards, four passes, and 33-yard run by Carlos Hyde. And what Hopkins was able to do down the field, except that blown coverage, and I'm guessing the blown coverage for the 35-yard touchdown was because the safety was worried about Fuller. And the corner, Zier, thought he had help with the safety. And so there was a miscommunication. If Fuller hadn't been on the field, they didn't have to worry about anybody else. And so he makes a big difference in the passing game. He also makes a big difference in a running game. Now New England comes in here with the best defense of the league. And I can't wait to see how Bill Belichick will defend Fuller and Hopkins.
Everybody loves to see DeAndre Hopkins give the game ball to his mom or to another member of his family. And we've heard the story. What does DeAndre say about his relationship with his mom?
Well, ever since they drafted him in 2013, we've done stories on he and his mom and the special relationship they have and what happened to her getting acid thrown in her face and blinding her. But that really brought them closer together. And he gave one ball tonight after a touchdown to his mom and the other one to his sister. And if he'd had a third one, I don't know who he would have given it to, but probably a fan. But it's a really big deal to him. And I believe, Amy, they're making a movie out of it. And I asked Hopkins, I said, hey, who's playing the sports writer that's covered you the longest? I said, you know, I got a SAG card. He said, I'll put in a good word for you.
Well, who's going to play DeAndre Hopkins?
You know, that'll have to be somebody with some great hands. Maybe they'll hire Odell Beckham Jr. to play Hopkins.
Wouldn't that be funny? John McClain with us here from Houston after the Texans beat the Colts and take over first place in the AFC South. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Deshaun Watson continues to get smarter, great decision making, and just as it turned into a really mature quarterback. When you kind of watch his progression over the first few years, John, where do you feel like he's made the biggest progress?
They all had a bad game across the board at Baltimore, including
yes.
Watson, and I thought he was beyond that. I thought the team was beyond that, and I was not sure what team would show up for the Colts. I knew they wanted to win. They knew it was a big game, but you just don't know. Watson was able to bounce back, but Amy, their offense is so bad in the first quarter. They've only scored 23 points all year. There's only one team worse, and that's Washington with 17. Even in the Ravens game, it was 0-0 after the first quarter.
Right.
So they actually got a 3-0 lead in this game. And then once Watson settled down, you know, he ended up 298 yards. He averaged 9.9 yards per attempt. Brissett was 5.2. So he was able to throw it down the field, and a lot of that had to do with pass protection. It's strange, Amy, when they went to London to play Jacksonville, the Jaguars were coming off an 8-sack game, and they sacked him one time. Then they come to Baltimore. Baltimore has only 16 sacks all season. They get him 7 times. So the Colts, they only got him once. So when he gets time to throw, especially when he's got Fuller opposite Hopkins, he makes plays down the field.
I was going to ask you about the slow starts, because that's been something that's a pattern for this season. What do they say about how they come out of the gate?
Well, they've tried everything. They've tried rewriting the script. You know, they work on it. They know it. We ask them about it every day. We blast them, you know, saying that you're only better than Washington. How insulting is that?
Oh, gosh.
And they've been able, it's weird, they're 7-4 despite those slow starts. They had to come from behind today. I've seen them win a lot of games where they've had to come from behind to do it. They would love to play with a lead, but I don't think they would know what to do with a lead.
They prefer adversity, higher degree of difficulty?
Seems that. That's the way it seems to be the mindset. And Watson is usually at his best when they're down, as he was. They were down in this game 17-10, scored the last 10 points. Watson looked really, really good. So I'm guessing he didn't have a Baltimore hangover because people worried about it. You know, what would be the residual effect of getting humiliated at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore?
Well, so then maybe the biggest area of growth for him as a starting quarterback in the NFL is his ability to be resilient and to bounce back from bad starts.
I think he's able to be. He didn't have a lot of those in college, but he was able to make a lot of big plays when it counted. He's very relaxed all the time. You never see him riled. He reminds me of Warren Moon. Warren was always just a picture of calm, no matter what kind of adversity they had on the field. And Watson is the same way. And he doesn't have a lot of bad games, and I don't think he's ever had 2 in a row.
John McClain from Houston, Houston Chronicle, with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio following Thursday Night Football. It was good to see J.J. Watt pregame, and he did an interview on NFL Network and Fox, and he looks like he's in good spirits, and you know, it's good to see him smile. However, he leaves a big void in that defense. So who sets the tone when you're down a guy like J.J. Watt?
Well, it used to have been Jadeveon Clowney, but he's not here anymore.
Right.
So their nose tackle, DJ Reader, who's having a great season, DJ is the leader up front. And they've got some other guys that are leaders, but they don't have anybody like Watt. They don't have anybody to get the quarterback. He was playing to run better than he's ever played. And so they miss him a lot. I mean, they've given up 270 and 175 yards rushing the last 2 games. And I think not having it in there, we always think of him as a pass rusher, but not having him in the run hurts them as well. But it's the easiest injury he's ever had to come back from, a torn pec, not one of his wheels. He'll be back like last year when he had 16 sacks and made first team All-Pro again.
When you look at where they stand now at 7-4 and tops in the AFC South, I mean, it's pretty good for this point in the season, despite the inconsistencies. What would you say is the strength of this team, John?
I would say it's offense, not defense. They can't get the quarterback, and they struggle in coverage. They were missing three defensive backs, safety Justin Reed, cornerbacks Bradley Roby and Lonnie Johnson Jr., all of whom have started, and they still were able to limit Jacoby Brissett to 129 yards. But it's tough on those defensive backs when you can't get pressure on a quarterback. They don't want to blitz and leave them on the island, so they got to score. I was amazed that they could win a game like this tonight and only have to score 20 points with New England coming in, having the best defense in the league. A league high six defensive touchdowns. You know, Amy, I looked this up. The Patriots have only allowed 10 opponents to get in their red zone 13 times.
Wow.
And that's unbelievable. Plus, they're plus 18. Nobody else is more than plus 9. So, Texans are going to have to play a really good offensive game. Last two times they played the Patriots last 2 years, they've lost in Foxborough by 3-7. So, I'm eager to see if they can actually win a game, their second game in history over the Patriots. Because if they lose it and the Colts win, they're back to a first-place tie. And the Texans did not sweep the series. They split it. So these two teams, I think, are going to go down to the wire.
And yet everything that they want is still right in front of them there. They have the control of their own fate, and now they've got a couple extra days off. All right, you can follow John on Twitter, at McLean underscore on underscore NFL. I'm glad this one did not end in a brawl. It didn't seem like it was going to happen between these two teams anyway.
They got a lot of respect for each other. They've done some talking in recent years, but it's a rivalry, and it's born out of respect. It's very physical. But I think these teams, they may not like each other, but they do respect each other.
John, it's always good to talk to you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Amy, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, too. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.